Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, coast to coast. Thank you for joining us on the program today. William D.J. Denton was born in a small city, Gaffney, South Carolina. D.J. has found his passion and found it early on. He has grown up around comics, and it's his dream to create a comic universe of his own. And when it comes to passion, he understands it takes hard work, dedication, even a bit of heartache to nurture the inspiration that was planted in his creations. His goal is to connect with his readers on every level, and he does just that with his first published book, The Legendary Ty Tex, nominated for 3 Golden Awards, the Eric Hoffer Award, the Gold Seal of Literary Award, and the International Literary Plume Award. A terrific plot, gripping storyline, the science fiction comic The Legendary Ty Tex by William D.J. Benton, our guest on This Week in America. D.J., welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. It's nice to have you put me on the show.
Well, love to do it because this is going to be a fun conversation. And before we jump in, I understand we're also sharing something today, and that's your birthday. So let me be among those saying happy birthday today.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm not going to ask how old you are, but I'm sure it's decades younger than I am. So we'll let it go at that and talk about what you've done with the science fiction comic, The Legendary Ty Tex. First of all, what was the inspiration for writing this comic?
I was working one day. I have a buddy that I work with, and we were talking about superheroes, and he mentioned that there's not really a lot of superheroes that are dark skin colored, and that gave me an inspiration to come up with a superhero based off of that.
The book is The Legendary Ty Tex, a science fiction comic book. You'll find it the usual places. I'll direct you to writersrepublic.com. I'll give you that throughout the course of the program. Talk a little bit about when you put a comic together, and I understand you'd like to make a serial out of this. Talk about what goes into that.
So when I first started, I didn't have any idea of how I was going to get it started. I was driving down the road, and I happened to come across something that struck out to me. It was an actual meal that said Ty Tex, but the meal was spelt different than the way I perceived it to be. So I said, Ty Tex seems like a phenomenal name for a superhero. He sounds threatening. He sounds intimidating. So I thought of the name, and I thought of the character. I said, great, now I have to get the storyline together. So I started writing storyline. When I got the storyline put together, then I started writing as a book first. It was first a novel, but then I realized that 99% of superheroes come through comics. So that's when I started writing it as a comic theme. I didn't know how to draw, so I was able to actually find an artist in Indonesia, and we started working together. So what would happen, I would tell him what I think it should look like, and he would draw it out for me, and he would send it back to me. If I liked it, then I would go ahead and print the writing onto his pictures, and yes, from there, it was a hit.
You know, it's receiving rave reviews. People like what you've done with this. It's for adults. It's for younger people. It's got a new take on a superhero. When you start to create a superhero, in this case, Ty Tex, how do you go about doing that? Are these qualities that you look for in a superhero? I wonder how you go about it and develop not just a character, but a superhero.
You know, superheroes, they're special. They're just like us. They're normal day-to-day people. They all have their own kind of issues. But yet, these are the people that sacrifice their troubles and put them aside to help those that are in need to do what they're supposed to do, what I believe society should do for other people, for humanity.
With us on the program is William D.J. Benton. He's the author of The Legendary Tie Tex, a science fiction comic book. Books available the usual places, writersrepublic.com, an excellent place to find it. And we will have that posted on our website as well at thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about that, developing the story. Just give us a little touch of what the story is and how you went about, once you have this idea for a superhero, you create that character. Now you need a story to sort of exploit all of the features of the superhero. Talk about the development of the storyline.
Okay, so it starts off in New York City in future years, 2077. It starts out that this young teenager named Angel Stilo, his father owns a nanotechnology industry. So his mother disappears when he is born. The only thing that he has left of her is a gem that means everything to him. Well, the gem was put into the Smithsonian Museum, and it was without Angel's consent. So his father gave away that gem. Everything that Angel cherished was taken to that gem through the museum. So Angel tries his best to get that gem back without knowing actually why or what the gem is. So when Angel discovers what the gem is, it is too late because people that he trusted turned on him, and they used that gem for evil.
What is it like when, and I love the storyline, how did you come up with that? I mean, what's it like to create your own universe? I'm so impressed with what you've done in this book, The Legendary Tie Tex, a science fiction comic book. How difficult is that to create this own? I mean, you've got everything in this is your creation.
You know, that's kind of a difficult thing to discuss about the way that I came up with it. A lot of it has to do with self, what I've been through, you know, the struggles of a teenage boy trying to make it in the world.
Oh, yes.
Without people, in his life, or the people that he did trust, they turned around and they shouldn't have been the people that he trusted. So I think that this book helps people get through it, understands through the teenager's perspective of what it's like to be a teenager. But I also feel like that the story that Tie Tex, it also comes through a fatherly standpoint with his father. In the story, it talks about how, you know, Angel was distant from his father. And his father, the only thing his father wants is what's best for his child. That's any parent. So I feel like the story comes in all different types of genres of stories.
It's excellently done. The Legendary Tie Tex, a science fiction comic book by William D.J. Benton, our guest on the program. Book available at writersrepublic.com, the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on directly to information on D.J.'s book. Did such a nice job in writing the superhero Tie Tex. Are you working on any other heroes?
In the near future, I do have other superheroes that are actually meeting together in Tie Tex's universe. So I can't explain too much because it'll give away plots of what I'm actually planning on doing. But I do have future superheroes coming up soon.
With us on the program, William D.J. Benton. We're talking about his comic book. And I mentioned in the beginning that you found your passion early on. Talk about when you first realized you wanted to be a writer. When did that happen in your life?
I was in middle school. We had a project to work on. We was reading The Giver, which is an extraordinary book. Our project was to finish the book, write 5 extra chapters of the book. So when I started writing the chapters of the book and I finished and turned in my essay, my teacher was shocked by how great I finished the book. And she actually submitted it throughout other places. And it was a great accomplishment for me. I felt like this is where I belonged in the writing universe.
Well, it is, and you're carving a place for yourself in it with your comic book, A Legendary Tie Text. How long did it take you to write the book? Being the first book and all of these ideas and putting your thoughts down and going through the process, the comic book with the artist as you were talking about, how long did this take you?
It took right around 4 months to get everything finished and completed. We had a couple of setbacks that delayed it, but I feel like I've got it finished in a timely manner.
What is this whole process like, and what was it like for you to actually go through this? Thinking about this, obviously, for years, you would like to do something like this. Actually doing it, what has writing your comic been like for you?
It feels really great because I can express myself through the writings. It's my work. You know, it feels great that people love to read what I write, what I think. It's extraordinary.
When you looked at that comic book for the first time, when you saw the published book and you see the legendary Tie Text, then you see William D.J. Benton on it and you realize, wow, this is me. What was that moment like for you when you actually picked up your book for the first time?
I was excited. I couldn't keep a grin off of my face the whole time. I could sit there and I could read the book 3 to 4 times in a row and just smile every time when I finished the book. It inspires me to write more books.
Well, and you're doing that. What are you working on now? I know you've got some other projects that currently developing.
Right now, I am currently working on a novel called The Dark Knight. It is a Greek mythology book. I like to bring back real history with some mythological creatures and put them all together where people get a great history lesson, but also get a great storyline in between with the fiction and fact.
You went back and talking about middle school when you decided this is something you would like to do and you found out you were good at it. You had the encouragement of a teacher along the way. What's the family been like in supporting you during this whole process?
I believe they're more fans of the book than I am. they love the book. They always ask me when the next book is coming out. They'll ask me what I'm working on. They're very supportive in what I do, and I can't be more thankful for that.
It sounds like a very happy household. You're smiling when you get the comic book. I'm assuming they're smiling all the time as well. It's a very happy household at William D.J. Benton's. The book is The Legendary Tie Text, a science fiction comic book. What do you feel makes a good story? As someone who's been interested in this for a number of years, written this book, again, that's receiving excellent reviews, what to you makes a good story?
A good story always has to have a good moral. I feel if a book does not teach anything, then the book is almost pointless, I feel like. When I want to read a book, I want to get something out of it. I want to get a message saying, wow, this changed my life. And I'm the type of person that want to bring joy throughout the world, but also I feel like a moral to a story is a great thing to have in a book.
And you found that right balance. This is a very entertaining story and gives you a message at the same time. And sometimes that's difficult. You get a little heavy with the message and people are like tuning it out or go vice versa. You've got to find that right combination there of giving us entertainment and giving us a message throughout the story as well. I talked about the fact that you were working on maybe, number 2, number 3 in this series. Will this series be standalone or will they be connected, do you think?
Each story will have some type of connection with previous books. I also, when we talked about creating other superheroes, I want to connect everything. Stan Lee would be an inspiration for me. I love all of his work. I love the way that he wrote his comic books. I love the way that he pulled all the strings together and made a unique universe that is well known today. That's something that I strive for.
I mentioned that you talked about what goes into being successful with this, living your dream, writing, which was your passion from an early age, hard work, dedication, even a bit of heartache. Talk about that. Were there times when you were going through the process, maybe even before you started writing, when you sort of had second doubts and thought, had setbacks and thought, maybe I'm not meant to do this. Did you go through any of that?
I did. There was at times where I felt like no one would like the story. You know, my family would say that they really like it, but, you know, family always tries to help you. So, or my family does at least. Yes. So they always try to be supportive of what I do, but I felt like my family was just saying that just to make me happy, until one of them actually took some of the story and posted it, and I got a lot of great feedback on it. It gave me inspiration to finish the book.
If people are listening and maybe wanting to be a writer, whether comic, novel, whatever, or pursuing any dream that they've had for a long time, you talked about the hard work and the dedication. Talk about that, because the result, the legendary Tie Text, this came through what, hundreds and maybe even thousands of hours of hard work, didn't it?
Yes, sir, it did. My advice would be to never give up. Continue to fight for what you think, you know, you believe in. Fight for what you love doing. If you don't like doing something, then, you know, you'll be miserable. Do what you love to do.
We'll close with those so very important words from someone who's been through this, followed the passion, successful at it now. With us on the program is William D.J. Benton. He's the author of the science fiction comic book receiving rave reviews, the legendary Tie Text. You'll find it available wherever books are sold. I'll direct you to writersrepublic.com. D.J., it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Continued success. We will stay in touch. Looking forward to episodes 2 and 3 and the novel you're working on as well. Congratulations on the success, and thank you for being with us on the program.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Rick. Again, I appreciate you allowing me to be on the show.
I appreciate you taking the time to be here to talk about the legendary Tie Text. You'll find information available on DJ Science Fiction Comic Book on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.